on in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I swear these weeks fly by.
They do. It's like you were just here.
It feels like it.
I feel like I'm always here.
Well, you are always here. I have a list of complaints, but Caleb's not here yet.
Well, that's another $10,000 fine.
Yeah, really.
If this is practice, he's 30 grand in the hole to Knockout Radio.
Well, no, but this isn't practice.
This is a real show.
This is the real deal.
Are the fines
this
higher a for a game?
I think so.
If you're late for a game, it's higher than if you miss practice.
I would imagine.
That's fantastic.
He's caught in traffic.
He's always caught. He doesn't even drive.
Well, his driver's got him
caught
in traffic.
He's an Uber guy. He just doesn't push the button soon enough.
I'm not saying any of that.
Well, I'm saying it.
I just don't, you know, there's things I really want to get off my chest, but I really want him to respond to this. So if I bring it up now, we're going to rehash it.
Yeah, so let's wait.
But I really want to get to some of this stuff.
What do you want to get to? Can we talk about the Will Smith thing before he gets here?
Sure.
I mean, look, Colby Covington and Jorge Masvidal a week ago got into altercation because he was talking about his kids in a disrespectful fight talk, trash talking, where we say there's no limit in trash talking, right?
Well, I don't know about we, but I say that.
Or people say.
I say that.
So in the combat sport world, Colby Covington got assaulted. Jorge Masvidal took a felony charge and now has to go through the system.
Well, Colby pressed charges.
But out in Hollywood, they've got, you know, Will Smith and Chris Rock. And there's no charges, just a simple apology. Like, it was more acting.
I think it was more acting. That's just my personal opinion. And supposedly it came out today that whoever the Academy is, they're investigating and they're looking into and sanctions.
You know nothing's coming.
No, you definitely know that. I never thought that I would be a Jim Carrey fan.
Okay.
You know, because he's been out there on the one side. I don't even know what side it is. But he has come out severely against Will Smith.
Really?
Severely. And he said that it made him sick to his stomach. Now, I didn't watch. Okay? Did Sean Penn melt down his Oscars like he promised to do?
I don't know.
Or did the president call in like he said he needed to get done? But what Jim Carrey said was it made him nauseous, the people that gave Will Smith a standing ovation.
Oh.
After he won the award.
Okay.
You know, I was telling somebody that was, you know, up at the bar over there at Tournament de Pizza, I barely care what people I know say about me.
True.
I certainly don't care if I don't know you.
It's absolutely true.
You know, I go sticks and stones, and yeah, it may hurt, you know, but it's sticks and stones.
Well,
I don't care.
Well, my question, if it wasn't rehearsed, my question is, where's security? There was absolutely,
supposedly Denzel came over and, you know, settled him down, and how did... You know, get my wife's name out of your blankety mouth. How did that get out
if
it wasn't all set, in my opinion?
Right, because it could have been censored. There's a delay. There's a dump station, right? We can test it out right now if you want.
No, I don't need to test it. I know it works.
See if the mothership is ready.
No, well, yeah, that's another story. Well, typically they just let us go because we're professionals. What's this we stuff? I'm professional.
Well, I was. Then I joined this network.
you were absolutely never professional.
But I there's no security. There's no separation, right? If that was a real incident off script that nobody was aware of, then that would have been, everybody would jump in.
Wouldn't Chris Rock taken a step back as he's getting close, you know?
Or threw a punch. Like, I mean, like, how do you get open face slapped and not respond?
But, you know, people are saying that he flubbed his line where
he
said,
did.
You know.
Yeah,
now, again, he's an actor. Whether he's a good one or a bad one is beside the point. But, you know, you can act like you're flustered.
Sure.
I mean, you do it on a regular basis.
I'm always flustered.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're not acting.
I'm always flustered.
That's the real deal. So I don't even care.
No?
I truly don't care. I don't care.
But 1 week earlier, it was about the from talking about your kids. The next week's talking about your wife. What's off limits next week?
The memes. Have you seen the memes?
They're awesome.
Oh, they're
so good.
We can't even talk about them because of FCC. Well,
and if you go back to the Eminem song, remember when he talks about Will Smith and his...
I don't.
He goes, Will Smith doesn't have to cuss in his records. I do. So, him and you too. Right? Like, so, like, Will Smith has this golden boy, kind of a Bill Cosby-esque, you know, all-American guy.
I'm not sure that's what you want to be related to or, you know, compared to.
Not
Bill
now,
Cosby.
Right? But both from Philadelphia, those guys.
Well.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, I know, but... Where's
West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Yeah, that's the song.
On the playgrounds where he spent most of the days. Yeah, and the playgrounds where Caleb Benenock should be on Sundays. Kobe's not late on those days.
No, he's not.
Cost him some more money.
He's not. No air supply today, by the way.
Oh. Yeah. Dude, yeah. What happened?
I've deleted them out of my my playlist.
You disconnected their air supply?
I disconnected the air. I took the air out of their bubble. I took the air out of their supply.
Yeah.
Their supply.
You turned it. What are you, Dr. Kevorkian over here? Yeah. Just...
Hey, whatever. I told you. You saw the Facebook post. I'm severing ties.
Oh, the air supply was one of the people that didn't make the list.
Yep. They got booted.
You know, every time you do one of those, like, vague.
I do find it funny. Then weird, you call, you're worried it's you.
Your son, Sean, came in the other night. He's like, I thought it was me. I'm like, no, I thought it was me. And so every time there's a vague, like, I'm ending it. I'm done with all these people. I'm never talking. You know, my life would be better without these people in it. We all call to like make sure we're still
that's
on
not
the
you
list.
Guys. Well, you know, A, that's good that you guys are concerned.
Sure.
That it could be you. Because it could be at some point.
Well, I mean, I've been fired before on this network.
If you don't start changing your attire on Wednesdays, it will be you. That's all I'm saying.
This is my work attire.
Not here. It shouldn't be.
Well, I usually have a chef coat on. But I'll tell you what's like crazy about owning a restaurant. That's actually a nice restaurant, like a sit-down, like nice restaurant. Is I never wore.
Say that again. I wasn't listening.
Like a nice fancy restaurant. Like
no,
the,
I'm trying to find
fine
one.
Dining. Like it's like upscale.
What are you talking about?
This place.
Oh, this is upscale.
For me, for me, it is. I mean, people have shoes on. So, but I wear a chef coat now. Like so, usually.
So
I,
anybody can wear.
I cook in the back. Well,
I've tasted your food before.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, today it was okay.
Oh, it was great today.
No, it was good.
You didn't love it.
It was good.
What was wrong with it?
It wasn't great.
What was wrong with it?
It wasn't enough.
Well, yeah, because you like to eat.
I do like to eat.
It's not a buffet. Well, this is a fine dining. This is like more of a, what are they called?
Fine dining.
It was like one of those places, tapas, right?
It
was
I
like
hate
small
those
portions.
So
they give you just enough to make you mad.
I brought my buddy in here that you met, Shane Best, a couple weeks ago. So when the UFC was in Indianapolis, he said, you know, let's go grab some food. I said, all right, sure. And he took me to one of those dumps. And, you know, the plate comes out and it's like two little slivers of an onion. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Right. And it's like $14.
Oh,
like,
my God. It's like, well, it's just a small tasting. What? Right. Take me to a large tasting. I don't want to be at a small tasting.
Can I go to a whole lot of tapas today?
All right. I can't wait anymore.
Okay.
All right. This has had my blood boiling. Okay. And I have quite a few things that are has my blood boiling. So there was a tragedy in Orlando.
Okay.
A couple days ago.
Oh, the football player. Yeah.
The 14-year-old.
The NFL superstar to be 15-year-old kid.
How do you know what's driving me crazy before I even say it?
Because I've been with you for, 10 years?
I want to read this. Okay. This is straight from TMZ.
Okay.
Trash my zone. Okay. Headlines. Teen who died had bright future.
Yeah.
Talented football player.
Huge talent.
As if the death of Tyree Sampson, the 14-year-old who died on an Orlando amusement park ride, wasn't tragic enough. We've learned the boy had a promising future ahead of him. Kiss my... So if somebody's son is going to work at McDonald's and he falls out of this thing, it's not as tragic?
Well...
This makes it worse because he's 14 and he could?
Well, it made it worse because he's 14 and he's 360 pounds.
It doesn't make it worse.
And that gives him, like, potential to, like, make it in the football gridiron. I mean, we knew at 14 LeBron James was going to be a star.
It does. What I'm trying to get across, and you're really pissing me off.
Because I'm taking the other side because I can't agree with
there
you.
There is no other side.
Life is equal.
Exactly.
There's no extra value.
Well, not every.
Well.
You know, rapists. They should be pushed off of the thing, you know, not right. Slide off of it. But, you know, to say that it wasn't tragic enough. So if somebody else's 14-year-old who potentially will be a school teacher, it's not as tragic? Seriously.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
Well, they're building up as, you know, he was going to make it in the league, and he had the talent to make it. But every life is the same. And it was crazy is on Sunday last week, before this accident happened, I was at Busch Gardens with DJ Tony and my kids, and they were like, hey, let's go on that, Daddy. Let's go on that. And I'm like, are you crazy? I'm like, I'm not going on a death machine that, like, literally drops you from those undisclosed locations.
And we know people that have put some of those rides together.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going on that thing. Like, it's not even fun for me. I wouldn't even enjoy that.
I just, when I saw it, I got so mad, you know, and I'm still mad.
But then the family's calling to have it torn down. They want to, like, in the ride, they'll probably tear it down. I mean, the pressure, the social pressure will be so great that they're going to have to.
Now, I don't watch the news, so I don't know the whole story. Supposedly, he was either too big for it, or, I mean, there was things that helped this tragedy go down.
Well, according to the report I saw, they said that he was turned away from several other rides earlier because of weight restriction.
Right.
Because he was too big for their rides. For some reason, this ride, the attendant didn't enforce it. So it looks like it was a human error. They made a bad judgment call. And then you have physics. You have force of dropping that hard and that much weight and the harness. So it's a tragedy, no question. All lives are equal. And
except for those that are not.
Except for the ones that could be NFL stars.
You know, scums or whatever.
You don't know. He could be the next Orlando Pace.
Real quick, I want to tell you a side story. So one of my most prized possessions that I own is a very small poster from it wasn't a world title fight, but, you know, it was a big boxing event. I want to say mid to late 90s.
Okay.
You know, I could get the exact date. It's signed by Tommy the Duke Morrison.
Tommy the Duke Morrison.
Okay. You know my likeness.
Tommy Morrison, yeah.
You know, for Tommy Gunn.
Yep.
So I've been following, and I've even talked to her a few times, Tommy's widow.
Okay.
You know, on Facebook, and, you know, she's talked about some stuff, and, you know, there was supposedly a lawsuit about, you know, the background and the medical and the AIDS, and did he have it, did he not have it, whatever. So she put a post up two nights ago, and I go, you know, I'm going to ask. You know, because a lot of the things that I own, I've gotten personally. Mm-hmm. I was sent a poster to enjoy, basically, you know, before this fight happened. Back in, I think it was 95. So I'm like, what the heck? I'm going to ask her. I took a picture of it, and through Facebook Messenger, I asked her. I said, this is one of my prized possessions. Can you tell me if this looks real? I mean, it still doesn't mean it's real or it's not. Uh-huh. And she goes, it's 100% absolutely real.
Wow.
So, and, you know, and people have always said, like, there was a story that I've told numerous times about a football we were going to auction off for Marty Lyons. It was a forgery. And this particular football team, which is one of my least favorite football teams and one of my favorite cities to be born from, said, well, if nobody knows, what difference does it make?
Ah, that's nice.
No, I went off on him, you know. But I always thought it was real.
You know, do you care? I mean, nobody knows the signature. It doesn't matter. Just sign something. Just put it, hang up on the wall. Looks authentic.
Shut up.
I mean, in college, we had a broken guitar. We signed it, John Denver, and then we told everybody I was in the plane. When it went down.
You are such an idiot.
It was all damaged, like broken strings. And like.
So I do want to thank her. I believe she's even listening today, I believe.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely cool. You know, and it is one of my prized possessions. I have a few.
I mean, look at how crazy it was back then, though. I mean, like the HIV thing, the AIDS thing, like in his career. I mean, you know, now we have COVID. Yeah, you know, it's kind of the same thing, fear. I don't even know if COVID's still around. Is it around?
I don't know, but Apple, who screwed me and had me back up and delete, I've lost my ringtone.
Oh, yeah.
So if anybody can help me reacquire,
I can't
retrieve. It's gone. But, yeah, you know, it's on YouTube. It's the You Knock Him Down Monster Time. I need to get it back as my ringtone. And anybody who does it, I'm going to give you one of Matt's pizzas. Okay.
Well, I hope it's me, so I don't give away a pizza.
All right, let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Caleb Benenon. We'll be right back.
It's the MIBs. Here come the MIBs. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Renato Babalu Sobral. You are on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris. Benjamin, close up.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans. Check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at OddSocksOfficial.com. That's OddSOXOfficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and Benjamin Glossop.
Wow, that's an old liner.
What is this thing?
Who, Benjamin Glossop?
No, this thing in front of my face. This Android-looking thing.
We're going to start doing some Facebook feeds.
Oh, yeah?
And
like video?
Well, no, this would be audio. You have a face for radio, right. So we're going to stick with just audio. And what this is going to do is it's going to pick up, you know, our conversations, not by phone, but anybody who's going to be either here live or when we do the live remotes, you know, wherever we go.
Wow.
Or I guess there would be video on Facebook.
We could do video.
Because Steve's kind of playing with it.
He is.
So this is going to pick up better. This microphone is going to pick us up, as well as our guest, Caleb. Oh, that's right.
Show Caleb. Show our guest Caleb. There he is.
I just texted Caleb.
Okay.
And I said, "Are you still coming?" Thinking he was caught in traffic.
Oh.
Guess what his response was?
I forgot.
Well, I can't say the second word, but it was said by Will Smith the other night. Holy, I'm so sorry. I'm still in L.A. and forgot to tell you.
Oh, what?
So, no Caleb today.
Louisiana or Los Angeles?
I think he's in L.A., Louisiana. Los Angeles.
Okay.
Doing some business.
Man.
You know, some business.
This guy's going to get fired. I mean, how come you haven't fired him for tardiness and now just a no-call, no-show?
Should I be blatantly honest?
Yeah.
I like him a whole lot more than you.
It's not true.
It is true.
He doesn't feed you. What does he do for you?
Well, he's feeding us. He's taking us to that restaurant.
What restaurant?
He told us on the show last week he's going to take us to that Nigerian restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
So we can try Bugu Gaipan. Oh, that's another restaurant.
I think that's a different flavor.
Yeah, that's something else. All right, so how about this?
Okay.
Okay. Not a big soccer fan.
We never have been.
I know you've been, and that's why you replaced a former co-host, you know, of mine. Did you see what happened in the World Cup qualifier?
I have not seen.
So my boy Mo, S-A-L-A-H, was taking a penalty kick.
Okay.
Okay. For the win to go to the World Cup.
Okay.
When he got blasted in the face by probably 143,000 of those lasers.
What lasers?
You know, those laser pointers.
Okay.
You know, okay.
Like the ones that are illegal for helicopters and flyovers?
Yes.
Okay.
So I saw the video. His face looked like he was a Martian.
Because he has so many dots on it?
Yes. And obviously he missed the penalty kick.
So laser pointing is legal in soccer?
I guess. Especially if Egypt is your away team. If it's the home team, probably not.
Wow. I didn't know laser pointers was a thing. I didn't know. I mean, I
look at this. There's the video.
Wow.
Does he not look like Jim Carrey in The Mask?
Wow.
His face is totally green.
There's no way that can be like in regulation.
They can't.
They can't put up a shade or a shield or like some kind of fencing behind it.
They need Luke Skywalker.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
can you imagine that? Any like of LeBron James or like Tiger Woods going to take a putt and they're like shining lasers in his face? He would have everyone removed from the golf course.
He sure would. He sure would. All right, here's somebody else that I want to say, I don't like you.
Okay, is that me?
Again? Eric Church.
Eric Church.
Eric Church.
Is that a singer?
Yes, it is.
Country singer?
Yes, it is.
Wasn't he part of that? Was he singing when the?
No.
No.
No. That was.
Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
So Eric Church, it was brought to my attention that I ripped him last time he did this, but I don't remember.
Okay.
So last time I believe he had a concert in Tampa.
Okay.
It just so happened North Carolina was playing Duke.
Okay.
So he came out late.
Okay.
Because he was watching the basketball game.
That makes sense.
He has a concert Saturday.
Okay.
He's canceled the concert.
Because?
North Carolina is playing Duke in the Final Four.
Some things are more important than music.
If you ever spend money to go see Eric Church, you deserve to get 4 blown tires en route to the concert.
That's not nice. And that's expensive. I've been shopping for tires, and they're very costly. I almost paid Steve Lenay. Well, pay is a strong word. I requested Steve Lenay drive to Ocala to pick up a set of tires for me, but he was
It's not about you. It's about the lack of respect, in my opinion.
But you gotta love
by Eric Church.
I love the respect for the game of basketball.
But
historic game, great game.
And that's what he said. He said this is a once
tradition, in a lifetime. And tradition trumps any concert. And the fans can listen to his music on Sunday. Church is supposed to be on Sunday. Shouldn't have a concert on Saturday.
Okay, moron, listen to me.
Boo on the promoter.
It's not the promoter.
Eric Church only play on Sundays from now on. Like Chick-fil-A's closed, Eric Church plays.
I think he doesn't wear the shades anymore, though, because that was his stupid gimmick. He wore sunglasses inside.
People had laser pointers, probably couldn't see.
So people spent money to fly to wherever that concert is. People spent money on the concert tickets, which they'll get back. I understand that.
I mean, what? They got to return, what, 6 tickets? It's fine. You'll play next week.
I'm taking this out on Caleb for not being here.
Why?
Because I have to deal with you.
What are you talking about?
If Caleb was here, I would be having a sensible conversation with him. Instead, I'm stuck with you.
That's not true.
It is true.
It's not true.
You can come up with anything you want. It is true.
I like,
you're here, and I'm stuck with you.
I like basketball. I'm from Indiana. In fact, true story. When you're born in Indiana, Bobby Knight comes to the hospital. He gives you a basketball. He slaps you. He chokes you. And then, and then he leaves. Like, it's just a tradition. It's what we do in Indiana.
All right. Let me try to put it in, and then we only have a couple minutes because, matter of fact, we don't have a couple
minutes. And what about the Peacocks?
I'm done with you.
The Peacocks beat Purdue.
We have to hit a break. Thank God.
How can you not love the cock?
I'm turning you off. He is a complete moron, and I apologize for having to deal with Matt. All right. Let's go hit a break. When we come back, he fights next week in Jacksonville. We thought we would grab him a week early. Mickey Gall, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Adrian Peterson from the Chicago Bears, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jenna Jameson, and you're on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and Benjamin Glossop.
I guess you're being, I guess the station wants me to get rid of you and bring Benny back.
Who's Benny?
Benny was a former co-host.
I don't know what that means.
You don't. What don't you understand?
Okay, tell me about Benny. What did Benny bring to the table?
So we either need to slice his name off those liners, or we need to bring him back.
Where did Benny come from? Like, what was his background? What did he do? Talk radio guy with the?
No, it was just a guy from the BJJ gym.
Okay.
You know, he could probably take you in BJJ.
That's not always true.
That's probably true.
You always say that. I'm undefeated.
David's back.
But I'm undefeated.
When do you want to grapple with Dave?
I've never lost.
You'll lose this. I'll give you odds.
I'm still undefeated.
I'll give you odds.
We have to fight in the pizza shop, though.
We can fight here.
In the kitchen.
Well, it's not a fight. See, that's another thing that I've always been upset about. It's to call a BJJ grappling event, tournament, a fight. It's not a fight. It's just like calling a fight going to war. It's not going to war.
So if Covington, Masvidal, if Masvidal would have gone up and just submitted him and choked him out, not throwing any actual punches, would he still gone to jail for assault? Yeah. Because it's not a fight. Didn't hit him. He just went to sleep. And then you can tell the cop, like, oh, I don't know what happened. What you're talking.
It's still a street fight.
Went to bed.
But if you're doing, you know, a grappling tournament, that's not a fight.
Because the police won't give you a charge if there's no mark or evidence, right? They have to have some kind of evidence to show that you were assaulted. So if you just choke someone out.
All right, I got an idea. I got an idea. Shut up. Tony, your mic is on, so you're live.
Right. Tony, welcome to the program.
So I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I need to replace that headset because it's awful. But try not to move your head too much.
Yeah, don't move your head.
Yeah, just stop moving your head.
Amateur.
What is the worst walkout song you've ever had to play and or had to decline the use of? You don't have to say whose it was.
Well, it's both in the same answer. And if I say the song, then everyone's going to know what it is. And, well, the one I hate the most is probably Barbie Girl. But
why do you hate that?
It just doesn't go with anything. It's just a song that I play, like, if someone is being that person who wants to give me their song right when they're walking out. No, you're getting Barbie Girl. So,
well, doesn't Tua come out to that?
Yeah, and actually, I forgot who it was that came out to it for BKFC. I want to say,
not familiar.
What's his name? Who got sick recently? He fought for BKFC. He recently was just sick in the hospital for like a month or two.
Paul Amino?
No.
Liebens.
Yep, Liebens. Oh. Yep, he got that song. He wasn't too happy afterwards, but yeah.
Now, if he was to come up and punch you, no, slap you for running the wrong
rear
music.
Rear naked choke, no marks.
Okay. Well, no, if he was to come up and slap you.
Nah, I'm definitely.
So
I'm going to attempt to defend myself.
If you were in charge of the Oscars, yeah, and you saw Will Smith walking up, what walkout song would you have played before you slapped Chris Rock?
I was going to say Fresh Prince.
Here comes the Men in Black.
No.
Hold on. I was just getting ready to send a text. I'm turning you down. Let's go to the phone lines. I was coming back. Welcome to the program. It's been a while. Last time we saw him, I think he was even here, wasn't he?
Who?
Last time we talked to Mickey, wasn't he here?
Yeah, Mickey was here at a different location, but pizza.
That's still having pizza. Speaking of pizza, Mickey, what's up, Mick?
Yo, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? And I think we didn't talk before my last fight.
I don't know. I don't think so.
We probably did.
Did we?
I think we did. I think we checked
in.
Yeah,
you were going to send me some socks. Are they still a sponsor?
As a matter of fact, they are. You didn't get your box of socks yet?
I don't think I got my socks.
Tony, don't run away.
Yeah,
he didn't get his box.
Yeah,
now that we're talking about Odd Socks and he didn't get his box, you're running away?
Yeah, I better get the Odd Socks people on.
Hold
the
on. Line. We're going to get one of their representatives on to talk about it.
You know, I did lose my fight, so I guess maybe they don't send me.
I don't think that should have anything to do with it. He didn't get his box of socks, Tony.
I don't know why, but I'll make sure you get them.
Okay, can you get on that?
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
All right, he fights next week in Jacksonville.
They look really cool.
All right. I'll go there personally myself in the morning.
And today's National Ninja Turtle Day.
But the only reason I brought that up is because I remember exactly when we talked, Uncle Randy.
When did we talk? See, you're a lot younger than me. I have dementia.
I get hit in the head a lot, so I've been forgetting more than I used to, but you know, I'm doing all right.
Now, I understand you've moved again?
Yeah. I got to keep it moving, dude. I'm a rambling man.
Yeah, but now that you're in probably the best state in the country, in the union, there's no sense leaving Florida again, right?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be here for the rest of my career.
Or rest of your life is
okay. Yeah, this is where people retire. I mean,
yeah.
Like, nobody retires here and then goes north.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I do have my family and stuff up there, but that's what my buddy Gerard was saying. Actually, me and him just started a podcast together called the MGGM Show. You can, like, follow it on Instagram, and it's on YouTube. But he was saying, he's like, bro, we cut the line. Like, this is where old people come to die. Like, we're living in paradise now. And, he's not wrong. It's freaking beautiful.
That used to be what it is, yeah. Especially here in Tampa Bay. They would always say that, like in the 60s. We're now in the 2020s. It's for you youngins as well now.
Everyone's allowed.
Exactly. You know, we don't have any rules in this state.
Yeah, the free state of Florida, man.
Exactly. Taxes are great here. So I got an idea. Instead of you just staying here until the end of your career, move your family down here as well.
Yeah, good luck getting Kevin Gall to leave Jersey, but I'll see what I can do.
looking forward to next week. Fighting in your home state now of Jacksonville. Yeah. Let's talk about that. What's on tap?
Man, I'm gonna beat someone up. You know, nothing new. I've been having a great time training down here at Stanford. you know, I came down. I was invited by Henry Hoof, who's, you know, he's just a man. He's a legend, big boss man down here. And you know, I was like, should I be silly not to, you know, give that a try? So I was like, maybe I'll do a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe three, maybe all at camp. And after 2 weeks of training, or 2 days of training there, I was like, I have to move here. Like, I'd be doing myself a disservice switching up and going back to how I used to be rocking it. It's just, you know, everybody on the mat is like a killer. Like, there's no easy rounds. All the coaches are great. They're like, it's not clicky. Like, everybody, it's all love. Like, we get, you know, can get competitive and mean during the goes if you need to, but, like, you know, it's all love after. It's a great, like, family, like, team unit. And it's, you know, I've been all over North America training gyms, and this one is the most similar to the vibe I had in Jersey, just with more, you know, more great coaches and more killers.
So let's go back to, you know, he reaches out to you and invites you down. Does he know that you're kind of interested in making a move? How does he know to reach out to you and to bring you down to? And it's the most, one of the most talked about gyms, obviously, you know, in what everything they're doing over there at Sanford MMA.
Well, he was a fight, and you know, he was just kind enough to be like, hey man, you got a lot of potential. Like, we'd love to get you to, you know, anytime you want to come to the gym, come on through. And I was like, yeah, like, I'd be an idiot not to take this guy up on that. And so then I came, and I wasn't really planning on moving. Like, I thought I was going to do a couple weeks and then go back doing what I was doing, but I saw the other side of it, and you know, there's like no looking back now. I've leveled up tremendously. I've had, you know, a great time. You know, all the perks of Florida. I'm just honestly, Randy, bro, I'm happier than I've been in a long time.
And that's awesome. And that's what it's all about. So your first day there, I remember when I talked to Marcus Jones. I believe he fought at UFC 100. He played for the Buccaneers. I talked him into
fighter. I remember him.
Right. So he felt like he was cheating on Rob Kahn, and I'm like, no, you need to go up to Pat Miletich's gym and learn. And so he goes up the first day, and they did some hazing and some stuff that sounds funny and probably was funny. Does that stuff still kind of go on your first day there? Do they kind of like have to earn your right to walk into the gym?
Earn the right to walk in the gym?
Yeah, you know, you have to do the hazing portion, and whatever they put you through, you have to do, and you know, kind of play the game.
I don't know, man. I think that's more some old school stuff. You know, like, I feel like they've been really trying to eliminate the hazing and bullies and that shit in school. Man, I finally cursed. And that stuff in. Are we still going?
No, we're good. We're good. They stopped it.
All right. I said spit.
Sit, right? Sit.
We're not the Oscars.
You know, and that stuff in school. But, you know, like I said, like, it's really just, like, all love. Like, I got warm welcomes. You know, I got hard rounds. Like, they definitely, like, every gym I've ever been to, there's, you know, you're going to get a green light on, like, your first day, and people are going to not on some hazing stuff, but, like, they're going to come at you hot and see what you're about, see what you can handle, you know, send their best guys at you and, you know, see what you can do. And, you know, I handle myself, and, you know, but also through that, I was like, man, like, this is where I got to be. I need to be getting rounds like this all the time.
Awesome. Next Saturday in the Octagon in Jacksonville, And I always ask you, and I always ask fighters, you know, what do they know about their opponent, and does it even matter? And I know it sounds like, you know, the same spot, you know, the same question, but does it even matter who you're fighting next Saturday?
No.
Okay. do you know who you're fighting
the
next
fight,
week?
The fight, no. No, I'm just kidding. Of course I know who I'm fighting. I didn't know who he was. I got sent the name, and before even looking him up, I just said yes. You know, I'm trying to stay active. I'm not trying to be picky, and I'm trying to, you know, get in there and take fights. And after watching him, I see that he's kind of very similar to me. And, you know, like, the reason why I said no to the first question is because the fight's always with yourself. It's me versus me in there. If I, you know, I go in there and be my best self, I don't think anybody beats me. So, you know, he's just another body, you know, talented kid. And, you know, he came from the regional scene. He had a Bellator fight, a World Series fight. He fought for CFFC. But look, these guys, I grew up in the UFC. You guys seen me since the jump, since my first pro fight. I grew up in that nuclear terrarium. I came up different. I came up harder. I came up stronger. When I learned my lessons and took my losses, I had to feel that extra. I had to do it in front of the world. And, you know, when these people get around me and they feel me, they feel that difference. And I think on the 9th, this kid's going to really feel that difference.
You know, and it's funny that you brought that up because, you know, I happened to look on. I jumped just to, you know, see who you're fighting and kind of stuff. And all but that very first fight has been in the UFC, and how rare is that, that when somebody looks at a record, it's UFC all the way from top to bottom?
Yeah, man. So me, I think it's like me and Brock Lesnar are the only 1-0 fighters signed to the UFC. Like, you know, maybe in like the early days. I don't really know. But from my memory, yeah, it's just been me and Brock Lesnar. That's good company. But, yeah, man, you know, if anyone can handle it, it's me. I've been loving it. I've been enjoying it. And I'm happy to have, you know, my past growing pains show to the world, because when I, you know, now that I'm getting everything right, I get my, you know, headed my way to the belt, like, it's going to make for a real sweet story.
So since you've been in the UFC as long as you have, I'm curious, do you have more UFC clothing than any other branded clothing in your dresser?
Yeah, it's pretty close. I got some roots. I keep most of that stuff. I give some of it to my friends. But yeah, I've got, this will be my 11th fight kit. You know what I mean? Like, I've given a lot of bags away. I've given a lot of stuff away. But yeah, I have a lot. And, you know, I hang on to that stuff. It's free. It's for me. It's nice. You know what I mean?
Well, you should just change that. That used to be, you know, the old timers used to say, if it's free, it's for me. Now it's, if it's free, I'll take three.
Ooh, I like that.
Right?
I'm going to steal that. If it's free, yeah,
definitely like use that. All right, collecting-wise, you said that you give a lot of stuff away, and I might have asked you this in the two conversations ago. What is there one piece of memorabilia, one piece of something that you would like to acquire, whether it's realistic or not? What would that one thing be that you'd like to, at some point in your life, get?
One thing that I want in my life?
Yeah, you know, memorabilia-wise, collectible-wise, you know, a poster of something.
Real UFC belt and like the real UFC belt and $100 million.
I guess I can't top that. You know, I was going to.
I'm not like a stuff guy. Like, I don't like. Well, I don't really care for stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I like to just, you know, work on myself, have good times, good moments, good memories, and you know, accomplish some things, climb some mountains.
So if you're not a stuff guy, what are you going to do with $100 million?
I'm going to have a good time and take care of everybody. You and me are going to be going out to nice dinners, Randy, bro. It's all going to be on me. You know what I mean? We're going to have some fun.
Okay. That's not really stuff. That's taken care of. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, we got to eat. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you're not allowed to say that. I think that's trademarked by a hamburger place.
Really?
You got to eat.
Isn't that Checkers? You got to eat?
That's just factual.
Well, no, I know it is. No, it definitely is. All right, finally, I know it has nothing. Well, it does have to do with combat sports. Give me your take on the slap heard around the world the other night.
Oh, man, shoot. I'm already sick of the memes. You know what I mean? Scrolling through Instagram is everything you see. Man, I have a unique take in one way. And of course I think it's like stupid and like self-righteous and wrong. I was a big Will Smith fan, but I think he's, you know, got some issues. All this time and fame seems to have messed with him. But in his book, he talks about how his greatest like failure in his life, like that his, like he, through all his accomplishments, he still feels like a coward because his dad used to beat up his mom. And he never did anything about it, like as like, you know, a 9-year-old kid or 10-year-old, whatever. So I think that kind of that, you know, if you watch the thing, like he laughs at the little joke. Then he looks at Jada. She's not happy. Goes up and slaps. He's standing up for his mom there. He's standing up for his girl. And, you know, it was such a stupid, like a mild little joke talking about, all right, she has alopecia. What about all the bald guys in the world? There's so many bald guys. Like, you can't make a joke about a bald guy anymore. Like, you know what I mean? What, just a bald girl? Like, it's different? I don't know. I think it's all kind of silly. There's a lot more important things going on in this world, but that's, you know, that's just kind of the way a lot of the, you know, mainstream media works. You know what I mean? Someone gets slapped. But yeah, it was kind of crazy. Like, you know, I get it. I know, I understand why we're talking about it. I'm not silly, but yeah, man, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I could have asked you about the slap. I could have asked you about the slap that happened at the steak place down by where you live.
Oh, the Masvidal Covington thing?
Right.
Where I come from, you call that a sucker punch, or snuffing someone.
Well, that's definitely what it was.
Yeah, then, all right. Well, yeah, I mean, look, yeah, and the way I feel about that is Masvidal shouldn't have done that. And my issue with him isn't the sucker punch as much, even though a lot of people say sucker punches is for, let's say, wussies. You know what I mean?
I understand. FCC thanks you.
But, yeah. But sucker punches are also for suckers. And if you're gonna talk about a man's family, so I don't know if he talks about his family after the fight. If it was only what he did before the fight, then I have a bigger issue with Masvidal, because you had your chance and you couldn't do it in 25 minutes, now you gotta go sucker punch him at a steakhouse. But look, if he continued talking after the fight, then all right, it's back on. And you know, you could get sucker punched for that. That's just street rules. And like he's a street guy, and Colby's not a street guy, which is super evident when the fact that he's pressing charges. Like, that's kind of whack. That's not a good look. You know, you got snuck up on, and you know, you should have had eyes in the back of your head or had security if you're going to be out here, you know, popping big talk, and you know, you better be ready to back it up at all times. I think that's kind of a, you know, it's in the culture of fighting. Like, we kind of put a target on our back as fighters, and if we're going to talk, you better be ready to back it up all the time. You go out to dinner, you better have someone, you know, watching your back, or you better have your eyes ready and not be getting, you know, stupid drunk or doing silly things, because people are going to try and steal on you. They're going to want to have that, get that little dub on you. And he let Masvidal get that on.
Well, I thought the golden rule is you never post photos of where you're at until you leave.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that is a good rule, and I bet that's going to be more of a rule now, but I don't know. I think guys like to do that, hoping there's a chicken there that follows them that wants to come up to them. Or even like one of their fanboys wants to come up and take pictures, and then the girls look over at them like, ooh, who's that?
I guess. I that's how all you youngin' people are, I guess.
If you're a target, and like if you're especially a guy like Colby who says like inflammatory things to like make people mad, he should probably either not be posting up. I think it was the people with him were posting that.
Right, it was.
But so you know he's got to check the people around him, or you know.
Let me ask you this, again, just us having a conversation. Matt and I shockingly disagree on almost everything. Is there a line in trash talking?
How's his rig on the back of his truck doing?
Oh, it's killing it, dog. Killing it.
Doing me business? That's what's up, Mac.
Man, and I got a new restaurant. I got a bigger restaurant, like 150 seats, indoor, outdoor, liquor, full liquor. Like, it's amazing.
A full menu. As much as I don't want to give Mac credit for anything, Mickey, menu. I just had a cheesesteak. I'm going to have a chicken parmesan later.
Plant farm tonight.
We're doing need to get over here.
All right, well, after my fight, I'm going to have to come up and sample the goods up in there.
Come through. I got two rigs now. I got one on the back of my Jeep, one on the back of my truck. So I got two mobile gyms out in the parking lot, training athletes.
The goods I want to sample. I want to eat the food, Matt.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't need to do the
working out. You know what I mean?
Got to earn the calories, big dog.
You ain't lying. Dude, I'm over here eating what is it? Sauerkraut and canned salmon and rice. That's what I'm eating right about now. So eggplant parm sounds pretty good right about now.
Why canned salmon? You can't eat fresh salmon?
I can. It's just organic and quicker. I had a radio call to do, so I wanted to make sure I was ready. I didn't want to cook up the salmon.
But you should always blow off radio interviews. You know that.
At least you're on time. Our co-host didn't show up today.
Do what?
I said. Well, I wanted to ask Matt. Does he? I know he's friends with Hulk Hogan. Does he know Bo? Bolo?
No.
Yeah.
Who's that? He's a wrestler? Like,
he does some stuff with Hulk Hogan. Not he's not a wrestler. He's a former MMA fighter from New Jersey. He's been he's been doing a lot of stuff with Hulk. So I didn't know if we had a mutual friend there.
No, I haven't met him yet.
Well, bring him to the restaurant, and then we'll all get to meet him.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Yeah. I'll check. He's supposed to let me know when he's back in Florida. Real good guy.
Okay. Awesome. Let's make sure that we do this after the fight next week. Let's make plans. I'll get a hotel for you, and come down for a couple of days, and or come up, or come over, and have have some fun times.
All right, I'm gonna come over. Well, yeah, we'll hang out, and I appreciate that as always, Uncle Randy. And I appreciate you looking to get me the opportunity with the fighting promotion. I forget which one it was. If you want to give him a shout out, and we'll come. I'll come and do that when I don't have a fight booked.
Yeah, no, we'll do all of that stuff for sure. I'm going to make sure I'm going to go get Tony by the throat, and I normally don't do physical stuff, but I'm going to make sure that he gets that box sent off to you. Plus, I have some extras at the house. I'll make sure I get those to you as well.
Look, I appreciate the socks. You always send me stuff and always take good care of me. You send me cupcakes. You send me popcorns. You send me numerous things, shirts. It's not. It wasn't about that. I was just saying, give Tony a break. That was just because I remember talking.
Okay, I'll give Tony a break, and I also sent you the watch as well.
But you can slap Tony. Just make sure you call it acting. You won't get press charges.
Oh, there you go. Acting.
You won't get arrested Masvidal.
That was my original thought on that. I was like, these are the best actors in the world. Is this a setup? I'm still a little skeptical.
Yeah, I am as well. I think a lot of people are as well. All right, we're at the top of the hour. Mickey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. I love you to death, and have fun next week.
Love you too, Uncle Randy. Much love, Cousin Matt, and I'll see you guys soon.
See you, brother.
That is Mickey Gall. We've been Team Gall, Team Knockout Radio since the beginning. Mickey, without a doubt, one of the good guys.
Oh, definitely one of the good guys.
And I always talk about, same with, the Buccaneers, the football show that I do during the football season. You can count on one or two hands of the good guys.
Yeah.
When they leave Tampa and they go to other teams or, they want to sever ties and, people have asked me, how many are friends? And I'm like, well, it's not really about that. It's, I'm doing a job, they're doing a job. But, then you meet guys like Caleb, you meet guys like Alex Kappa, your newest Cincinnati Bengal. And in the case of, the fight game, Mike Richmond, who's coming on in the second hour, Mickey, who was just on, yeah. Just a good, good dude. Wish him well. Remember, we did the thing with Jimmy Seafood with him.
And what reminds me most about Mickey, thinking back to when he was here last year, was he's right. He's not a stuff guy. I mean, he was just wearing a plain gray T-shirt and just a normal clothes. Some guys, they dress all out before they go to a radio event. They have all the brand names and the high-end luxury items. But Mickey's just a down-to-earth guy. And, definitely one of the good guys out there.
I'm getting him some more 8-man.
We'll try to get him some socks so Tony doesn't drop the ball.
Well, no, he told me to choke out Tony, Yeah. And you know, his headset sucks. All right, I'm sure he's going to butcher this. First of all, you don't talk unless it's on. Go ahead. Now you can talk.
I was just talking to you guys.
Well, no, you don't just talk to the co-host of a radio show in the middle of the radio.
Talk to my handler, Kelly. Can you find out what he wants?
Not live on the air yet. All right. So Mickey told me to choke you out.
All right.
Unless you don't get the box of socks.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Good luck, Randy.
And today's National Ninja Turtle Day. So.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to get him. I'll get him some Shredder socks.
See if Justin from Odd Socks will bring a gift package.
For the record, Mickey didn't say that.
Yeah.
He said to let you go. You were probably listening. But
he said you were busy. You got a lot on your plate. Like, don't worry. But if you can get Justin to deliver a box of supplies, we can all wear Ninja Turtle socks tonight. We'll have a theme party here.
They actually do have a new Ninja Turtle set out. Oh. So I'll definitely try to do that. Definitely.
And I'm not sure if Odd Sock official to throw them, you know, the underhanded softball. I know they have the Navy socks and I know they have the Army socks. I'm sure that they don't have the non-military socks in Coast Guard and Air Force. But do they have Marine socks?
I believe they do. And I might have gave Mike a pair already, but I'm not for sure.
Because
I know I've given him socks.
You know, last time he wore Rocky Balboa socks.
Yeah.
You know, when he fought.
He did Macho Man. Yeah, Macho Man.
Was it Macho?
Yeah,
it was Macho. Not so. Rocky, it was Macho. So maybe we get him some of the Marine socks to wear in his upcoming tussle.
Definitely.
With Rickles.
It's going to be a good one. He's got those. And then I was going to see about getting him. So he's sponsored by OnlyFans now. So I was going to see about getting him a pair of OnlyFans ones.
We don't have any time. We'll hit a break. We'll talk about it when we come back. I ran late. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.